Milwaukee will soon be searching for a new school superintendent. Darian Driver announced today that she's stepping down in July. She'll become president and CEO of the United Way of Southeastern Michigan. Driver has been at the helm of MPS for 3.5 years. It's been a challenging time to lead the district, including because during her tenure, MPS faced the threat of a takeover. It stemmed from state legislation in 2015 to create a recovery school district to operate the lowest performing schools. The Milwaukee County Executive had the power to appoint the district's commissioner. That measure generated outcry among MPS advocates, including Driver.
This really takes us back a step, and it's just a distraction.
Driver said the district had its own plan for improving outcomes, and she said the legislation felt like a land grab.
The idea that you would take our lowest performing schools and possibly turn them into independent charter schools or voucher schools is very disappointing, given that the lowest performing set of schools in our city are the voucher schools as a collective. And so seeing that, to me, signals that this isn't as much of a school improvement bill as it is a facilities bill.
In the end, the so-called Opportunities, Schools, and Partnership program crumbled. The person selected as commissioner, Demond Means, resigned. And new school report cards that better reflected factors such as poverty showed the lowest performing schools had improved enough that none qualified for the program. Driver was thrilled.
I really want to give credit to our educators and to our community members who have been focused on improving student achievement since 1846, when this district was founded. And I know we've had a number of different timelines and deadlines that have determined if we didn't meet certain benchmarks, certain things were going to happen. But people have been working hard for years. And I don't want to take that from anyone that's been a part of that change.
That wasn't the only big challenge Driver faced. In the 2015-2016 state budget, Governor Walker and Republicans who control the legislature approved deep cuts in public school funding. It was a 1-2 punch for MPS because at the same time, federal money dropped, threatening Head Start and other programs for at-risk and low-income kids.
Tutoring programs, things that we're able to do after school, our summer school programs are deeply affected by not having adequate funding in Title I. In terms of what we're able to do for our English language learners through Title III dollars, we always are struggling to try to make sure we meet their needs as well. And so when we have those cuts to those programs, it limits what we're able to do for our young people.
Driver's administration worked to increase grant dollars, boost fundraising strategies, and enhance partnerships. Driver said one of them, announced early last year, could dramatically increase student retention and graduation rates. It's an initiative with UWM and MATC. They, along with MPS, decided to standardize math curricula in hopes of reducing the number of students who need remedial courses in college.
This is really looking at all of our children and how do we start to build a pipeline, a path for our students from the first day they come to MPS until their last day, going to MATC, going to UWM, and passing successfully, completing successfully. That's really what all of this excitement is about, is that chance to be able to make it work, not only in one phase of a child's life, but in three.
Driver's other initiatives include requiring school uniforms and starting the school year earlier to save room for students to make up work if needed in the spring. She says she's proud of her accomplishments and has mixed emotions announcing her departure. But she says her new position as president and CEO of the United Way of Southeastern Michigan is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Driver says it will allow her to help improve the lives of young people, their families, and communities. And she'll be returning to Detroit, where she began her career as a teacher, and she intends to play a role in the city's rebirth. As for how Driver will be remembered in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association says that could depend on her last few months here. The union released a statement saying Driver's announcement comes, quote, weeks before she is expected to submit a proposed budget, which will include some of the most harmful cuts to MPS students and educators since Act 10. The statement says the union hopes Driver considers a new direction and leaves a lasting legacy as the superintendent that honors students and educators. The MTEA adds it hopes the school board selects a superintendent to replace Driver who, quote, will unapologetically stand with our students, community, and educators and fight for the public schools our students deserve. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.